Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about exciting new missions to Venus and why we're going in the first place, and how you can extract DNA from strawberries in your own kitchen.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
Pack your bags. We're going to Venus.
Woohoo!
Yep, that's right. NASA and ESA just announced new missions to our sister planet. And they're hoping to solve some of the most interesting mysteries about the world. Like, what if Venus was once habitable? Here are the missions to look forward to. NASA's first mission, Da Vinci Plus, will help us better understand the composition of Venus's atmosphere and how it might have changed through time. It'll also look into whether Venus ever had liquid oceans. If Venus was once habitable, something could have caused a runaway heat wave that boiled oceans and made the planet inhospitable, like it is now. This mission will investigate what may have happened. NASA's second mission, Veritas, will look at the surface of Venus and the physical processes that are taking place there. First, volcanoes. It'll help us figure out whether Venus is still volcanically active and whether volcanoes are releasing water into the atmosphere. Second, plate tectonics. On Earth, the movement of the tectonic plates is responsible for the formation of new land masses and other geological events like earthquakes. Veritas will create a detailed map of Venus's surface and figure out what kinds of rocks make it up. ESA's mission, Envision, will take a look at the planet's surface and atmosphere too, but unlike the other two, it will also explore the mysteries underground. A sounder will look at underground layers, and a radio science experiment is planned to reveal information about Venus's internal structure and gravity field. These experiments will figure out whether the core of Venus is liquid, like Earth's, or solid instead. Venus's super hot temperatures and opaque clouds have made it really tough to study, despite the fact that it's right next door. Even so, it was the first planet that was visited with a spacecraft, Mariner 2, in 1962. Mariner 2 confirmed that Venus has a comparatively tiny magnetic field and that it has another odd quality. It spins the opposite way as all the other planets in the solar system. That spin is so slow that one day on Venus is longer than one year on Venus. That is, the planet takes longer to complete one rotation than it does to complete one revolution all the way around the sun. Venus was also the first planet we ever landed a spacecraft on. That was in 1970 with Venera 7. Although the landing was only partially successful, Venera 7 still managed to take measurements of the composition of the atmosphere. That's how we found out that the planet's surface temperature was a toasty 475 degrees Celsius, making liquid water on the surface an impossibility. Many of the past missions to Venus have been flybys on our way to or from other planets. But these new missions are all about Venus. They're scheduled to be launched between 2028 and 2030, and scientists are looking forward to the new discoveries they're sure to bring about our sister world.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's summertime, and summer is the best time for weird, messy projects. So since you probably can't go to Venus, we thought we would help you scratch your science itch by doing something a little different today. Lead you through a hands-on science experiment. Don't worry if you're not somewhere you can get dirty, you'll still learn some amazing things. And that's because I'm going to tell you how you can isolate DNA in your own kitchen from a strawberry. I'll talk you through it, list all the ingredients you need, and then you can come back and listen later for the step-by-step. First, you'll need a zip-top freezer bag, dish soap, salt, water, and rubbing alcohol. You'll also need a coffee filter or cheesecloth and three glasses, two regular-sized drinking glasses and one smaller glass. First, you stick the bottle of alcohol in the freezer so it can get nice and cold. Next, you take two or three strawberries and pull off the stems. Then, toss the strawberries in the freezer bag. Now we need to make our DNA extraction liquid, which you don't have to buy from a lab. To do this, just combine 3 tablespoons of water, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1 tablespoon of dish soap in a cup and mix them together. If you're not in the U.S., that's 45 milliliters of water, 2 grams of salt, and 20 milliliters of dish soap. If your measurements are not super precise, don't worry, it'll still work. Once you have that mixture, pour it in the strawberry bag, seal the bag, and gently squish the strawberries into a messy pulp with your fingers. We're doing all this because to get to the DNA in a cell, we have to break the cells apart. As you squish those berries, you're popping the cells like tiny balloons. But the DNA is still protected by the nucleus, and that is where the dish detergent comes in. It dissolves the nucleus and frees the DNA. Finally, the salt sticks to the DNA and will help us separate it from the rest of the strawberry gunk. So far, so good. Now for the next step. You place the coffee filter or cheesecloth over a cup and pour the strawberry gunk through the filter so you're only left with liquid. Then pour that liquid into the smaller glass, filling it halfway. Next, take the alcohol out of the freezer, carefully pour it down the side of the glass until you have a 1 to 2 finger deep layer of clear liquid on top of the strawberry water. You want to make sure the two stay separate. And almost immediately, you should see a cloudy white substance gathering in that layer of alcohol. Once enough of it appears, you can use tweezers or chopsticks to gather it and take it out of the glass. And that goop you have is DNA. Millions and millions of strands of DNA. While you can't see a DNA molecule on its own, a bunch of them in one place is easily visible. And strawberries have a lot of DNA. Human cells each have 2 copies of our DNA, but each strawberry cell has 8 copies of its DNA. So there is a lot to collect. And there you have it, the genetic instructions to make a strawberry, right in the palm of your hand. Reading those instructions? Well, that's for another day.
All right, well, let's recap what we learned today.
Well, we learned that NASA and ESA are planning 3 new missions to Venus. NASA's Da Vinci Plus mission will find out if Venus was ever habitable. And NASA's Veritas mission will look at the volcanoes and tectonic plates to see if Venus is still geologically active and investigate the rocks that make up the planet. Oh, and ESA's Envision mission will look underground to see if Venus has a liquid or solid core. Lots to learn.
Yeah. And we did mention that most of our missions to Venus so far have just been flybys, and you might wonder why. I mean, if we're visiting, why don't we just stay there for a while? Well, you might think about a mission to a planet as going from here on Earth directly to the destination. The reality is actually a lot more complicated because of orbital mechanics. Basically, planetary missions use the gravity of various celestial objects to move the spacecraft to the right place. And many of the missions to the rest of our solar system family included a call on Venus as a result, like Galileo, Cassini, and Messenger. Basically, they were missions to other planets, and we were like, oh, well, we're near Venus anyway, so let's take a look. But this time, Venus is the apple of our eye. It's all about you, Venus.
It's about time. How many rovers have we sent to see where men are from?
That's right. Of course, Cody is referencing the science textbook, Men Are for Mars, Women Are for Venus, which my mom read a lot when I was little.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That is not a science book at all. Not even Oh, boy. Here we go.
But I will never pass up an opportunity to just freak out about the fact that we had images of another planet's surface in the 70s. Like, we had, like, that picture of Venus in the 70s. We had that. Like, just look at it. Just look up the first pictures of Venus's surface and just think about what was happening on Earth at that time. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing.
Ashley, I'm pretty sure the entire premise of our podcast is you not passing up the opportunity to freak out about things from science. So, you know.
That is true. That is true. But anyway, we also learned that you can extract a strawberry's DNA with ingredients you have in your own kitchen. You need to squish the strawberries to break the cells apart, then use dish soap to dissolve the nucleus, which is where the DNA lives. Then salt and rubbing alcohol helps to pull all those DNA strands out of the strawberry pulp where you can see it. Strawberries carry 8 copies of their DNA in every cell, so there's a lot to see.
I'm just glad we ran this story because we talked about extracting DNA from strawberries literally 4 years ago on an interview in the original Curiosity podcast. We talked to Dr. Sam Sternberg, who runs a CRISPR lab at Columbia University and plays saxophone. That was fun. And he was like, yeah, you can just do this. And I'm just like, what? How do you look at DNA? Like, it made zero sense to me. So I hope that you do this at home. And it's a fun summer project. And please let us know what you think. This is clearly a bit of a different angle that we took today. But, you know, who doesn't like to get a little interactive?
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you thought. Because, yeah, we've never really done instructions. And there are a lot of cool science experiments you can do in your own house. So, yeah, we might do more if you like it.
You know, if you put vinegar on baking soda, it explodes.
Yes, I've heard that, Cody. I think it explodes even better if you can put it in a volcano-shaped container.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Maybe put some red food coloring in there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That took a lot less long to explain.
That's true.
I'm glad we did the strawberry one. This would have been a really short episode.
Today's writers were Brianna Brownell and Cameron Duke.
Our managing editor is Ashley Hamer.
Our producer and audio editor is Cody Goff.
Once you're done extracting strawberry DNA, join us again tomorrow to extract some curiosity and learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.